You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is the Texas Rangers podcast coming to you from Surprise, Arizona, and our guest today is Chris Gimenez, the Rangers catcher who did such a remarkable job at the end of last year helping them into the playoffs. And this spring, he's done a remarkable job of getting an entire college baseball team here to Surprise to come down and watch him play. The Nevada Reno Wolfpack are in camp because Chris Gimenez went there. And Chris, why did you bring the Wolfpack down here?
Well, they were down here this weekend playing a four-game series against Northwestern down in Mesa. And yesterday they had an off day before this evening they go play at ASU. So I thought it would be cool to have a lot of these guys in here, kind of check out our new clubhouse, the weight room, just kind of see how things are going. I was very fortunate. You know, they let me work out there in the off season. And I just thought it would be a really cool experience for a lot of these guys because I knew if I was in college or when I was in college, if I would have had an opportunity to do something like that, I would have been going crazy over it. So I just thought it was a good opportunity for these guys to get in here and kind of see what we do.
So you make your home in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
And that's where you played college ball and your wife was a volleyball player?
Volleyball player there, yeah.
What do you guys like about Reno?
Honestly, I love the four seasons, number one. You know, I love that we can go in Texas and get our heat in the summertime and then come back and it cools down. This year was a good snow year. It was an El Nino this year, so we got about 5 feet of snow or so throughout the entire off season. And, you know, I have two little boys, and they love to play in the snow. So it just makes a lot of fun, the weather. And I think the most important thing that I like there is just there's anything you could ever want to do is within 25 minutes. If you like outdoor activities, 25 minutes away. I live 25 minutes from Tahoe. So, you know, when I'm done retired, snow skiing and all the cool winter activities and stuff like that. But in the summertime, also when I'm retired, because I'm not really there in the summer, but, you know, the camping, the fishing, the hunting, the water skiing, all of the water sports and stuff like that. I mean, it's just, there's so much stuff to do. There's always stuff going on downtown, the casinos. So, I mean, it makes it a fun place to live.
So you had a great winter because you were on the 40-man roster. You got your contract done. So you have a good spot on the roster. Right. But you also had a little scare in this winter. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was minding my own business, getting off the freeway at a complete stop on an off-ramp when all of a sudden I hear a loud bang to kind of behind me to my left. And I start to slowly turn my head as a natural reaction to see what it was. I get my head about a quarter turn away, and the next thing I know, glass is flying through the cab of my truck. And then kind of instinctively, you just kind of duck and cover. And when I came out and looked in the rearview mirror, my entire back window was blown out of my truck. I had about an 8-inch size hole in the roof of my truck. And on the bed of my, I have a cover on the bed of my pickup, that there was about a 15.5-inch, what appeared to be a metal grate, sitting kind of spinning still on the bed of my truck. And I happened to get off the off-ramp, and I go to kind of inspect the damage and what in the world just happened. And it turned out that a 36-pound drain grate from the street, it was on the freeway, in the freeway, it was where the water comes in. Apparently a snowplow we had just gotten a big snow the night before. He had come to put his blade down, caught the tip of this grate, broke it off, and then threw it about 150 feet. Through the cab of my truck. So it was looking back on it, it potentially could have been really, really bad, because if my truck wasn't lifted, you know, I have a 6-inch lift on my truck, it hit the perfect spot, the strongest part of my cab of my truck. And thankfully, if it wasn't lifted, it would have gone right through the roof, the thin sheet metal of my pickup, and probably right in the back of my head. You know, that's the angle it was coming at, and, you know, the seat wasn't going to stop anything. This thing was 36 pounds, it's solid, it's 1.5-inch solid steel. And it was basically would have been some like Final Destination way to go out, I think.
Well, fortunately, you were alone in the truck, right?
I was, yeah. Thankfully, that, you know, my kids, I just had the boys in, and that's my youngest boy's spot in the truck, too. I literally had just taken the car seat out and put it back in my wife's car. And thankfully, they weren't in the car with me.
So is your family down here in Surprise with you?
They'll be down here on Thursday. We're looking forward to it. This is the first spring training that they haven't been down here the entire time.
Right.
So my oldest son is in preschool, and we wanted to try to keep him on some sense of a normal life. You know, he's got a bunch of buddies and stuff now, and it's getting tougher and tougher to take the kids out of that situation. So they're going to be there until we get to Arlington in April, and then they'll be able to come out the rest of the season.
So if you have time off with them here in Surprise, what do you like to do with your kids?
Well, we're going to play a lot of baseball because my oldest son just absolutely loves baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're definitely going to go to the zoo because that's one thing that they both love to do too. And now that they're both walking and running around, you know, we can kind of let them go and just see all the animals and stuff and have a good time.
Okay. And of course, as a catcher though, nobody works harder in spring training than a catcher, so you're going to be very busy.
Oh, I'll be very busy. There's when they're here, there's zero downtime, that's for sure. I mean, they keep me on my toes constantly. And you know, it's funny because I'm here now with no kids, and we get home, and it's like I'm bored. I'm not used to sitting there forever after we're done. So I've never wanted to play so bad in my life.
Chris Jimenez here in Surprise, Arizona, and this has been the Texas Rangers Podcast, and we'll see y'all again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.